This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso, also a practicing physician. We want to get his thoughts on some of the major economic debates going on right now, particularly as members of Congress and especially on the Senate side try to figure out what to do about the encroaching debt ceiling deadline, as well as what to do about the next fiscal year's budget. And Senator, it's great to have you with us as always.
Thank you, Greg.
Well, what we hear, of course, is that this gang of six, sometimes gang of five, maybe back to gang of six, is trying to work out a compromise. Three Republicans, three Democrats. How much do the rest of you know what's going on inside those negotiations? And from what you do here, are you encouraged or discouraged?
Well, I'm looking for a solution because with $14 trillion in debt, this is irresponsible and it's unsustainable. Last year, as you know, we spent, of every dollar we spent, 41 cents of it was borrowed money, a lot of it from foreign countries, significantly from China. And you can't remain a strong and secure nation if you have that kind of debt to another country. So we have to solve this. And to me, the problem is that we're spending. We're spending too much, and we've got to get the spending under control.
And what are you hearing as far as the likely deal, if there is going to be a deal, or perhaps more specifically, what will you need to see in order to be convinced that you and your colleagues are on the right track?
Well, you know, so much of this, Greg, is now tied to the raising of the debt ceiling, and the president has said he wants to raise the debt ceiling without dealing with the issues of the spending. And I will tell you, I'm not going to give him a blank check and a new credit card. What I am willing to do is to say, we need to make a responsible program plan to cut the spending, and they're going to tie that in an effort to raise the debt ceiling. But it's going to have to be significant. And when I say significant, I don't just mean significant to me, significant to the markets, to say, yes, we are serious about this debt that we have in the country. That's the signal we want, because when Standard & Poor's or Moody's or most recently Fitch says that, this is, you know, something that we have to warn you about. You have to take that seriously for the future security of the country.
Do you get the sense that momentum is on your side, given that the Senate unanimously rejected the president's budget and the House pretty convincingly rejected a raising of the debt ceiling with no strings attached?
I believe that. The American people do not want us to default on our debt, and I don't want to do that either. But the only thing worse than that to me is continuing to add to the debt without taking a responsible position of getting this spending under control. You know, so many people say, well, what about raising revenue? And I say the best way to raise revenue is by having more people working. The president has us now at 9.1% unemployment. You know, he said if you pass the so-called stimulus bill, that the unemployment would stay below 8%. Well, it went to 10%. It's still 9.1%, which means there are that many Americans who want to work can't find somebody to employ them. And the reasons I believe it is because of the policies of this administration. It's the policies that make it much more difficult for the small businesses around the country to go out and hire somebody. It's the health care costs, it's increased energy costs, it's regulations coming out of Washington. That's the real problem. And if we have more people working, then the tax revenue would increase.
We're talking with Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso. And Senator, a lot of folks have been saying here recently, really on both sides of the aisle, including at least one Republican senator that I know of, Senator Coburn, is that in order to probably get major concessions from the administration and congressional Democrats on spending, you'll probably have to concede to something on the issue of taxes, and that tax increases of some sort might be necessary to really dig in on the spending side. A lot of other Republicans, of course, have said that that is absolutely a non-starter, including Speaker Boehner. Where do you come down, and where do you expect it to shake out?
Well, Americans realize the problem is not that we're taxed too little, it's that we spend too much. And any increased revenue ought to come from getting more people to work, a more productive, vibrant economy, and that's the way to raise revenue in the country. You know, we've had a vote recently on subsidies for ethanol. I voted along with Senator Coburn to remove those subsidies for ethanol. The bottom line, though, is we need to get the spending under control. You can't continue spending more than you take in. Your family can't do that. you know, our state of Wyoming has a balanced budget amendment. Every year we're going to work on promoting a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution for America. If we live within our means every year, then you don't have these terrible sorts of deficits that this president is giving us, as well as this terrible debt that has continued to increase over the course of our country.
In terms of Medicare, there have been some reports out there that Medicare might be considered on the table by the Democratic majority. Have you heard anything concrete on that?
Yes, I have. The president has said, as well as Joe Biden, who's having the discussions, the vice president, has said everything is being discussed, and Medicare is part of that. You know, you have to think about this. You know, I'm a doctor, practiced medicine for 25 years, took care of a lot of people on Medicare. It is a good program. It started in the right way. But at the time when it started, in 1965, people lived to an average age of about 70. Now it's with breakthroughs in modern medicine, people are living to 80. So they're living on Medicare a lot longer. People say, well, I paid in. And they have. They paid in about $110,000 for a couple retiring today. But they're going to use about $330,000 of resources. So they're using about $3 for every $1 that they've paid in. And with the baby boomer generation, it was, you know, thousands and thousands every day are joining onto Medicare, turning 65. You know, Medicare is going to change one way or another. The president has a solution so far that he's proposed, and that's to ration care, to limit the care that our seniors get through his so-called rationing board, his payment advisory board. It's going to ration what care our seniors can receive. Seniors on Medicare are now realizing, Greg, they're having a hard time finding a doctor to take care of them because Medicare payments have been cut so significantly to hospitals and to doctors. And seniors are realizing that things are changing for Medicare, whether they like it or not.
The date given by the Treasury Secretary for do or die on the debt ceiling extension is August 2nd. You've outlined very clearly the parameters by which you would approach this issue. What's your line in the sand? What absolutely has to be in or what absolutely has to be out for you to agree to any extension?
Well, Greg, I appreciate it, but I'm not going to do the negotiations with you on Radio America today, but there are things that are going to have to show this nation and the world economy that we're serious about the debt. They're going to have to be part of this discussion before I'm in any way willing to vote to raise the debt ceiling. If the president gets the vote that he wants, which is to raise the debt ceiling without cutting spending, then I'm a no vote for sure.
And last question, this might be a little easier to address. One of the things that I know a lot of folks on the right are worried about is that even if you put these spending restrictions in place, it's become very easy for Congress over time to simply suspend the rules or find a detour or a shortcut around the rules, and they really don't apply anymore. So if you can reach an agreement, how do you make sure that what's agreed to stays in effect?
Well, a number of the things that were put into place with Social Security, you know, kind of back when Ronald Reagan and Tip O'Neill got together, those are still in place because the law that is not reviewed every year was fundamentally changed. You have to do it that way and not have something that's just part of the regular appropriations process. And I'm going to see, you know, specific caps put on spending as a percentage of the gross domestic product for our country.
Well, it's going to be very interesting to watch as it plays out in the coming weeks here, just about a month and a half away. Senator, always a pleasure to have you with us, sir. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Wyoming Republican Senator and Dr. John Barrasso. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.